That's the cry of all the statesmen of the world. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Be just like an expectant mother that don't know exactly when the birth pangs of her expectant baby is going to come down upon her. But there's a wonderful promise in verse 4. He said, but ye brethren are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Now, if we wasn't going to be here, why would you be worrying about the thief? He said, but you brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. We'll be here, but it won't come on us like a thief. It won't come as a surprise to us. We're looking for it. We're expecting. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us watch and be sober. Lord, these people that's inebriated on the new wine, Lord, have mercy. I hear a teacher. Oh, we're about to go somewhere anytime. About to go somewhere. They're going to run for a hole because they're going to be terrified. When it comes, they don't believe it. Says they that sleep in the night. In other words, it's dark around them. That's why they're asleep. They think it's night. They gonna go to sleep because they think the night's already here. Not night yet. It's on its way. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. They're already in a spiritual darkness. So they're asleep. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I'll tell you, the darkness is coming upon us. There's a great night before the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. And all the saints of earth shall gather over on that other shore. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. But I'm going through a night just like you are. There's a dark tunnel to go through with, and there's a monster in the tunnel. There's a monster out of hell that's in the tunnel. What's behind our inner pain and outward pressures and distresses that are coming upon each individual, family, church, nation of the world? That's the cry today. What's behind all of these? This intrigue that's bringing about this distress of nations that Jesus spoke so vividly about in the great Olivet message, warning us, as in Luke 21, there'd be distress of nations with perplexity. The sea, the waves would be roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear. And all of these things, that's talking about the rise of the storm in the night that's going to bring these terrible distresses and pressures and bring an inner pain that there's no solution or no cure for except the peace of Jesus Christ. The Bible reveals there's three horsemen that are riding in the earth. Those horsemen are a white, red, and black horse with his rider that is riding through the earth to stir up all of these problems and distresses and terrorism, violence, famines, pestilence, the rising specter of great famines that are stalking the earth even in our very own day. And behind them are spirits that are stirring up the conditions to bring about the gathering storm and the terrifying fulfillment of prophecy that we are all so much acquainted with. In Revelation 6, then the great vision of John the Beloved, he said, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, this was a book in the hand of God that sat upon his throne that Jesus took out of his hand, and now he began to open the seals of that little book. And he said he heard the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And they looked, or he saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This first horseman, one of the four riders, commonly called the four horsemen of the apocalypse or the unveiling of the future. That's what the word apocalypse means, meaning an unveiling of future events. These four horsemen, but three are already riding through the earth to stir up terrorism and famine and diseases among the inhabitants of the world. Now this white horseman went forth conquering and to conquer through religion. Here's the spirit of Antichrist that's been riding, stirring up opposition to the Word of God, stirring up men to turn away their allegiance from the truth of God's Word, as the Bible predicted through the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 4:1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, and so forth. The Antichrist spirit has worked more on preachers than anybody else. And they're hoodwinking millions of professing Christians through this rider, who's a spirit, the Antichrist, on a white horse that goes forth conquering and to conquer through deception, through religious bewitching. All right? The second beast of the apocalypse, the second horseman. Verses 3 and 4, Revelation 6. When he'd opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Now I want you to note this horse. He's the most active horse today. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Peace is literally leaving this earth. Amen. It's just about gone. Amen. And that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And I believe that was written in our terminology today. He didn't know anything. The sword just represented a rise of terrorism. I think you'd say there was in his hand a machine gun. Lord have mercy. That rider is riding viciously. Stirring up violence and terrorism. And terrorists are arising like rabbits being multiplied. Verse 5, when he'd opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil in the wine. Now here is the specter of famine and resulting diseases that go along with the rider of the black horse, a spirit that is stirring up and breeding all types of conditions that are creating a loss in the production of food. And also, when you cut down on food production, all of these things that created in storms and earthquakes and floods, in all types of diseases that are brought about because of these things that are happening by the creation of this terrible rider of the black horse, then we can see the fulfillment of what the Old Testament prophets predicted for our day, that God would judge our land with sword and with famine and with pestilence. Amen. And here we can see it in the New Testament likewise. Verse 7, when he'd opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. This rider hasn't gone forth yet. He'll go forth in the midst of the tribulation period. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with a beast of the earth. And here you can vividly see here the causes that are behind the creation of the conditions globally that are bringing to pass the fulfillment of these terrible prophecies that our great prophets of the Old Testament predicted would come. And I want to give you the greatest prediction in Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, beginning in verse 12. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. All right, I want you to note here that the Lord said, when the land sinneth by trespassing grievously against God. Just ordinary sinning doesn't move God to great judgments and wrath. It's when it's excessive and exceeding above just ordinary being sinful. God have mercy, in America has become excessively and grievously sinful in trespassing against the Lord. And he says, I'll send famine upon it. All right, verse 15, he says, then I'll cause noisome beasts to pass through the land to spoil it. Then in verse 17, I'll bring a sword upon that land. I want to show you how the terminology is here. He didn't say Israel. He said that land. It means any land. When that land becomes grievous in trespassing against the Lord, that means excessive. They become excessive in their sinfulness and abominations they're committing. He said, I'll send sword. That's terrorism. I'll send terrorism in that land. Then in verse 19, he said, I'll send pestilence in that land that sinneth grievously against me. Now, that's Ezekiel 14. Now, you can remember that easily. Now, go to Jeremiah, the 14th chapter. And verse 11 and 12. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. That's terrorism by epidemic.